question was asked in Halakha. If a person made Birkat Levana already, but his friend did not, and his friend does not know how to make the Beracha, or for whatever reason cannot make the Beracha himself, is it permissible for the person that made the Beracha already to repeat it for his friend, and let his friend answer Amen? Of course, they're standing in front of the moon together. Or, for example, let's say a fellow went to the bathroom, came out, for some reason he doesn't know the Beracha Vasher Yatzar. Can somebody else recite the Beracha Vasher Yatzar, and the fellow will answer Amen? Well, what's the basis of this question? The basis of this question really is based on a halachic rule that says Kevan Shiyatza Motzi, which means that when it comes to mitzvot, even though you fulfilled the mitzvah, you're able to fulfill the mitzvah for others. Similarly to a person that read Megillat Esther, and he read it with the Berachot and he finished it, if somebody else needs to hear the Megillah, he can read it again with Berachot. Or, for example, he blew the shofar on Rosh Hashanah already with Berachot, and somebody else needs to hear the shofar. Halakha says you can blow the shofar again with Berachot for that other person, even though you yourself were Yotzeh already. Halakha says you can be Motzi other people as well. Similarly for Kiddush, let's say. Person made Kiddush for himself. Now somebody else needs to hear the Kiddush, he can make the Kiddush again. So the question is really, does this apply to the Berachot Asher Yatzar and to Birkat Lebana? But Hakam Avadiyah writes, interestingly, in Yabia Omen Chelek Tet Eura Haim Siman Gimal Saif Katan Bet, that this question was actually asked to him by his rabbi Hakam Zaratiya Alav Shalom. Hakam Avadiyah at the time answered the following, that it's actually a mahloket. And what is this mahloket based on? All agree when it comes to mitzvot, Kevan Chiyatza Motzi. But the Beracha Birkat Lebana is called the Birkat HaShevach. That's the Beracha of praise. For that matter, Asher Yatzar is also considered Birkat HaShevach. The opinion of the Me'iri is that when it comes to Birkat HaShevach, we don't say Kevan Chiyatza Motzi. And therefore, once you made Birkat Lebana according to the Me'iri, you cannot be Motzi somebody else that did not. And for that matter, the same thing by Asher Yatzar. Now, even though the Ritba argues, and the Ritba says there's no difference between Birkat HaMitzvot or Birkat HaShevach, and therefore according to the Ritba, you can. We come back to the famous rule when it comes to Berachot of Safek, Berachot Le'akel. And since it's a Mahloket amongst the Rishonim, Hakam Avadiyah rules, Halakha Le'maaseh, that once one made the Birkat HaLevana, it could not be Motzi somebody else. Once somebody said Asher Yatzar, he cannot be Motzi somebody else just by saying the Beracha, which means Birkat HaShevach, Berachot that are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are not like Birkat HaMitzvot. Now it should be noted that Rabbi Moshe Alav HaShalom in his Sefer Birkat HaShem, Chelek Dalid, on page 67, ruled that one can be Motzi somebody else by saying Birkat HaLevana for him, even though he was Yotzeh already. And he also said you can do the same thing with Asher Yatzar. Somebody says, for example, I don't know the Beracha of Asher Yatzar, could you say it for me? You can say it, just answer Amen to my Beracha. However, Hakam Avadiyah clearly argues on this halakha based on the principle of Safik Berachot Lakel, and that's halakha l'maaseh. This is also brought down in the Sefer Kol Torah by Hakam Yitzchak on daf memhe. So therefore, halakha l'maaseh, once you made Birkat HaLevana or Asher Yatzar, and somebody comes along and says, please could you make the Beracha for me? I didn't make it, I'll answer Amen. Halakha, we say you cannot make the Beracha because it's Birkat HaShevach. It's different than Birkat HaMitzvot.